you've tuned into a good Saturday Light Brigade, not just Boyd, but you as well. There is a very special place that does great work, St. Joseph House of Hospitality. And about 16 years ago or so, they began having a bluegrass benefit concert to support the work that the House of Hospitality does for men looking to get back on their feet. We'll talk more about that organization in a moment. But this has become an annual fundraiser for them. Our good friend Bruce Mountjoy hosts it. And one of the bands playing is known as the Fern Hollow Boys, and here they are.
Some fun, roll my britches to my knees, await in Cripple Creek when I please. Since that sweet thing, she ain't around. I'm as blue as I can be, just as blue as an equal sea. Woke up this morning feeling blue, couldn't sleep last night, just thinking of you. Toss and turn, tears in my eyes, wondering why you said goodbye. These old blues, they got me down. Since that sweet thing, she ain't around. I'm as blue as I can be, just as blue as a deep blue sea. Now she's gone, what can I do? It's too late to start anew. For true love is hard to find. It's too late to turn back time. These old blues, they got me down. Since that sweet thing, she ain't around. I'm as blue as I could be, just as blue as a deep blue sea. Just as blue as a deep blue sea.
Ooh, that is great music there from two Pauls and a Jake, better known as the Fern Hollow Boys this morning. You've got dad and son. Paul Dvorak here. There's the official ethnic pronunciation.
Dvorak.
Dvorak. There's all sorts of ways.
That's right.
Out there, and we were talking about that. I forget what's the nationality we were talking about.
Slovak.
Slovak. Mm-hmm. And the group sounds great. In addition to you and your son on guitar and mandolin, respectively, Jake is here. Hello, Jake.
Hello.
Jake, tell us more about you. Have you played with these guys very long? Or
We've been playing together for 4 weeks, I think.
Hey, that's 1 week per string.
I've known Paul for longer. We've played with another group, and then recently just started playing with him and his dad.
Is that the Bearded Irishman group that you're playing with?
No.
There's lots of, because you have no beard. That's what I was
right. Now, we played for a while, but we never actually had a name. So were we a band? I guess we were still a band.
Yeah.
Another River. Oh, that's what we were calling it. Another River.
Another River. Yes.
That's the younger Paul Dvorchak that you hear there. Great mandolin work in that song. What other instruments do you play, Paul?
A lot of fiddle. I play a little bit of guitar, but mostly just mandolin and violin.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to hear you play. And Paul, the elder, this event has become such a tradition. And a gentleman came in this morning who works here at the Children's Museum. Angelo, he's one of our chefs here. And he said, when's the bluegrass group coming in? I really want to hear them this morning, and I'll be listening on the radio if I don't pop down in person. I love bluegrass, and you know, back in the early 60s, I used to listen. I'll bet you've never heard of him. I used to listen to Mac Martin all the time in East Liberty. And I said, well, you know what? Not only have I heard of him, but he is going to be one of the headliners this coming Friday. Mac has got to be about 90, I'm guessing.
89. Yeah,
and
I think it's around the same day as the concert, too.
Yeah, I seem to remember that. But Mac Martin and the Dixie Travelers, Mac's still playing and singing beautifully, and he'll be there this coming Friday night, 7:30, with donations benefiting the 16th annual, this concert, the donations benefit St. Joseph House of Hospitality. We'll talk a little bit more about them in a moment, but why don't we get to another song to be sure we get some more music in.
Yeah, this is a song that we made up. It's called 9 Mile Run Girls. It seems I want to fish in clean, cool streams with one of those 9 mile girls. Thank you.
The ebbs and flows of 9 Mile Run. What a great, I like that song a lot. And you just heard the sounds of Fern Hollow Boys at the Saturday Light Brigade. And Paul, although you are retired from Catholic Charities, you're in a good position to talk about the great work at St. Joseph House of Hospitality. Here is a program that actually transforms lives by putting men back on their feet. And if you can explain a little bit about what happens there over on Bedford Avenue, I know folks would be interested.
Well, St. Joseph House of Hospitality, I think it's 71 years it's been in and it's been providing residency for older homeless men who are either homeless or in danger of becoming homeless. And then they get a private room with a key, meals every day, and supportive services. So they can stay there as long as they are able to live independently. It's not a nursing home or a personal care home. But they have a capacity to serve 60 men. And so throughout the years, that's a lot of men that they've prevented from either being on the streets or getting them into more independent housing.
And it's a relatively short stay there for most men, I believe, right?
Some people can stay there. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't have a time limit. So some people have been there 15, 20 years.
Oh, it has been that long.
That's right,
yeah.
Because that's the some men just need some stability and a normal life, meals at the same time every day. And if that's what they need, they can stay there as long as they need to. But other men will, using case management, get them into other kinds of housing. But so it depends on the need of the individual.
So here you've got a program that really adjusts professionally to mm-hmm. serve different stories and different men
exactly.
That are coming in. And you can learn more. In fact, we linked to Catholic Charities and St. Joseph's House of Hospitality on our website, or you can go to ccpgh.org to learn about all of the work that Catholic Charities Diocese of Pittsburgh does, and including St. Joseph's and also the concert that's coming up this Friday night. And the Fern Hollow Boys will be there, the Allegheny Drifters, Border Ride, Mac Martin, and the Dixie Travelers, and the Roustabouts. And usually it's sold out. It's a big show, or at least it gets close to sold out.
We would like to sell it out.
Yeah. Well, I know.
It's a wonderful place. It's I always call it a small version of Heinz Hall.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Wonderful acoustics. And so for the bluegrass musicians who donate all of their time, and some of them come from Ohio, West Virginia, to play there, they always enjoy it because it's a concert situation rather than out in the bar scenes and things like that. So really is a great night for music.
Well, I'm hoping, I think knowing my bluegrass song length, we should be able to sneak two more songs in here.
Okay.
We've got about 5 or 6 minutes of radio time.
Okay.
I think that'll let us do it. We'll find out together. If we don't get both in, we'll sneak one in after the top of the hour. But we'd love to hear you play a little bit more. So
Weeping Willow.
Sure. We'd like to do the Carter. It's a Carter song, Carter family song, but learned it from Tony Rice and Ricky Skaggs.
My heart is sad and I am lonely, for the only one I love. When shall I see her? Oh, no, never, until we meet in heaven above. That didn't love me. Oh, how I wished it were not true. Until an angel softly whispered, she no longer cares for you. Oh, bury me beneath the willow, under the weeping willow tree. When she hears that I am sleeping, then perhaps she'll weep for me. Off a courting with another, she no longer cares for me. Oh, bury me beneath a willow, under the weeping willow tree. When she hears that I am sleeping, then perhaps she'll weep for me.
I want to thank you boys for being here today, Jake and Paul and Paul. And I'm so glad that you were able to come down to talk about the concert.
Thanks for having us.
And we're going to have you play a song. What have you got planned here?
Well, we would like to, we're breaking away from the bluegrass tradition because we call it country and Eastern music, Eastern European. So we'd like to do a little instrumental, Chardos and Dark Eyes. Thank you.
thank you once again. What a great job there from Fern Hollow Boys. And we'll look for you boys. And Paul the Younger, your band, I'm trying to think, the bearded busted Irishman or something like that.
Very close.
Look for Paul performing, and look for them 7:30 coming up this Friday night for the benefit of St. Joseph House of Hospitality.